Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. It's in the morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in me. It's a new dawning, brand new mercy. Yesterday's gone.
Hello, 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 and thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are supposed to spend some time with Bishop Ted G. Thomas. He is the author of his new book, Never Forsaken. Well, Never Forsaken is a profound memoir of Bishop Ted G. Thomas Sr. It chronicles his journey from Hoke County, North Carolina to Norfolk, Virginia, and beyond. Each experience gained from his 250-mile transition to the city and his upward climb to community and church leadership transforms into a powerful message and principle that encourages each reader to apply to their lives. This book recounts Bishop Thomas's life of humility through submission to God and obedience to the scriptures. He affirms that if we seek God by putting him first in our lives, the material possessions we desire, they will be added to us. Well, today we will have a musical selection, and it is brought to you by our artist, Jubril Art. That's J-U-B-R-I-L, Art, A-R-T. The name of the song is The Reason. And of course, you can find him on Facebook at Jubril Art. J-U-B-R-I-L-A-R-T-O. And if you'd like to visit him on the internet, you can visit www.jubril.co.uk. That's jubril.co.uk. Because, you know, we have an international listening base here on Modern Living with Dr. Angela, and we are so grateful for each and every listener, each and every country and city that is listening in to our broadcast today. We do have some commercial breaks brought to you as well. Now, we do not have Bishop Thomas on the line at this time, but there is so much going on in the city right now that he has just been pulled away at the present time. But I am going to tell you a little bit more about him as well as about his book. Let me tell you a little bit more about the bishop. Bishop Ted G. Thomas Sr. was appointed seventh in succession as prelate as the historic first ecclesiastical judicial of Virginia of the Church of God in Christ in 1984 and has served in this position for more than 27 years. Under his leadership, the jurisdiction has enjoyed tremendous growth and has gone from 18 churches to more than 50 churches in only a few short years. From his early beginnings and through the teachings of godly mentors, Bishop Thomas's ministry has been marked by a steadfast belief in holiness as he upholds the doctrines of the Church of God in Christ. Now, noting his loyalty to God and his leadership, Bishop Thomas caught the attention of the presiding bishop and general board of the church. And in 1984, the Board of Bishops elected him to serve for 5 consecutive terms. That is 20 years, people, as its secretary. Where during this time, Bishop Thomas was also selected to present the Church of God in Christ on the Board of Directors of the Congress of the National Black Churches. Well, most recently in 2009, Bishop Thomas was appointed as an Associate Justice of the National Judiciary Board, where he meets the qualifications of demonstrating mature judgment, proven ability, integrity, and thorough knowledge of the Church of God in Christ. Bishop Thomas was also appointed Assistant Dean of the Presiding Bishop's Episcopal Leadership Academy in 2009. Bishop Thomas has also served as Commissioner of Operations for the International Holy Convocation, member of the National Publishing Board, and member of the Committee to Renovate the Layla Mansion Home, Mason Home. Now, that is only a portion of what he has done. And I will save a little bit of it for later in our broadcast. But as you can see, when you get information from Bishop Thomas, you're getting it from someone who has not only walked the walk, but has talked the talk. He is not just about promoting ego, but he is about promoting the church and sharing as far as kingdom business is concerned. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with that term, kingdom business is doing that which God has placed us to do, that we are not only walking in our purpose as far as what we are supposed to do, like being a doctors, lawyers, counselors, or teachers, but walking in kingdom business is also doing what the body of Christ needs to have done, that we are participating in that four or five-fold ministry, that we are walking in the way that the Bible has instructed us to do. And when you have been called to ministry, your life does not just start because you put on your collar or you put on your robe or you hold your Bible. It is being called to service in the community. And as a minister, as well as being a counselor, being called to ministry is something that you do not take lightly. I loved serving in the capacity as associate pastor, and it is just something that just does your spirit well when you know that you have been called to work in that capacity. And not only has Ted G. Thomas Sr. Worked his way up in the community, but he has been blessed with the title of bishop, meaning that he oversees churches, their care, and making sure that they are functioning properly the way that God would want them to function. Well, we are going to take a very short break here, and when we get back, I will tell you more about Bishop Ted G. Thomas. And if he is on the line, then we will definitely talk more to him, more with him about his book. We'll be back right after this.
Kingdom AA Electronics is the first 100% African-American owned electronics company and is dedicated to making the community better with our presence. And to that end, 60% of all profits go back into the community. Unlike most companies, we hire workers regardless of a felony status and pay living wage to all. So if you're looking to buy high-quality electronics and feel satisfied with your purchase, then visit Kingdom AA Electronics at www.kingdomaaelectronics.ecwid.com. Kingdom AA Electronics, your source for high-quality electronics on the web.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking about the book Never Forsaken with Bishop Ted G. Thomas Sr. Now, as I said before, this is a book that is a profound memoir of the bishop's life. It chronicles his journey from Hoke County, North Carolina to Norfolk, Virginia. Now, for those of you that may not be familiar with the bishop on a more personal level, I did give you a little bit of his bio as far as the great work that he is doing in the church. Let me tell you a little bit more about him personally. Well, Bishop Ted G. Thomas Sr. is the pastor of New Community Temple Church of God in Christ, that's also Kojic, in Portsmouth, Virginia, as well as St. Stephen's Kojic in Virginia Beach, Virginia. He is the prelate of the historic first ecclesiastical jurisdiction, in Virginia, of the Church of God in Christ. Bishop Thomas is known for his outstanding leadership, his unbiased judgment, his solid integrity, and thorough knowledge of God's word. Now, being a native Virginian, I love to have anyone on the show that is from my home state, and especially if you are from the Hampton Roads area, be it that you are from the Hampton side or the South side, being, you know, Portsmouth, Suffolk, Chesapeake, and all of that. So I'm so excited to be able to spend some time with him as well. Bishop Thomas is a longtime educator and advocate for education. He received his Bachelor's of Science degree in mathematics from Norfolk State University and his Master's of Science degree from Hampton University. He served as a mathematics teacher and an assistant principal in the Norfolk Public School System for over 10 years. He also taught mathematics at Norfolk State University. Bishop Thomas was awarded an honorary Doctorate of Divinity degree from Trinity Hall College and received further study from Moody Bible Institute, Old Dominion University, Virginia Polytechnic and State University, or Virginia Tech as we call it, and the College of William and Mary. Bishop Thomas resides in Suffolk, Virginia with his wife, Mrs. Carletta Clifton Thomas, and their six sons, their three daughter-in-laws, and their 10 grandchildren. And you guys know that I love family. So when I hear those large numbers, it just warms my heart to know that we are building the kingdom of God. So let's see, I have been told that we have Bishop on the line. So let me switch over and hopefully we have him here. Hello, Bishop Thomas. Are you on the line?
God bless you. This is Elder Thomas. Can you hear me?
Hello, Bishop. Are you there? You are live.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Is this Bishop Thomas?
No, I'm sorry. It's not Bishop. I am his son. I am his third son, Pastor Mark Anthony Thomas Sr.
And Yes, Pastor.
I listened to you give that tremendous introduction of him. Unfortunately, some things have arrived that are hindering him from being able to participate as he would so desire to. He is, yes, of course, as you read, a part of the general board of the Church of God in Christ worldwide. And there's been a little situation that has arisen and has called for his attention immediately.
Yes.
And he,
yes,
was unable to get on the line. And so I just kind of decided to stand in for him. I talked to Sister Nicole, who's been tremendous in helping us to bring this about, and told her he was kind of indisposed at the moment.
Of course.
I'm here to stand in on his behalf and facilitate the interview for him.
And of course,
it's my privilege, and
Yeah, thank you. And I did say that in the very beginning, that we understand, you know, with so much going on in the city and being a bishop, there are those requirements, and sometimes you do get pulled away. In that case, I am not going to necessarily, we are live on air. I'm not going to ask you specific questions. I'm just going to let you talk. You can talk about the man as bishop. You can talk about the man as your father. You can talk about the book, whatever you would like to share with us at this time. Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, certainly. And thank you again for this particular and tremendous opportunity. The book is entitled Never Forsaken. And you said I could talk about him as my father. I could talk about him as the bishop. He has so many hats. God has just tremendously blessed him. Of course, I know him well as my father. I know his heritage. I know his background. And he comes from, like you said, Hope County, rural North Carolina, which is close to, most people might know Fayetteville, North Carolina, but it's outside of Fayetteville. It's a place called Rayford, North Carolina. And Hope County is in that particular area, very, very rural area. And it's where he came from. When he left there, he had only maybe a third or fourth grade background, but God has blessed him and is, in his own words, never forsaken him. And whatever he needed up until this very hour, God has always provided for him. And of course, being a part of his family, I've experienced on several occasions, the divine favor of God in his life, as I've often benefited from, because he is my natural father. But what I most appreciate about his life is that I've witnessed him as a son, always putting God first. His favorite scripture that he gives us as a church here at New Community Temple is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. And he often tells us that we can't add these things to God's righteousness, but if we seek God's righteousness, he can add these things to us. And these things are anything that your mind, these things are anything that your mind can fathom. So, you know, whatever we would need, or whatever, God knows our very needs. He knows our wants. He knows our heart's desires, knows the number of hairs on our head. And so whatever it is that we would need or stand in need of, if we would seek God first, God is able to provide that for his people.
That is so amazing, and I'm glad that you reminded everyone that it was very humble beginnings. I think that many people can relate to someone having a desire to walk in their purpose that God has placed on their hearts, and when they come from humble beginnings, you know that the walk is true, especially. Because you know that it is, they have allowed God to shine in all avenues. Oh, yeah. Because they may not have had the resources, the connections. They didn't have their money, the money to buy their way into position. So know that this is a true walk that he has done.
Absolutely, my father comes from Hope County, North Carolina. Most they had down there at that particular time, of course, you're talking about Jim Crow. My father was born in 1935. So he is going, the Lord bless him, to see October 19th of this year. He will be 82 years old. And the Lord has blessed him with long life. Of course, when you honor God and your mother and father, he said he'll make your days long upon the earth. And so we have experienced that. We have benefited from that. And so we are just eternally grateful. But as you said, you're talking 1935, and we know the conditions. It looks like the world is trying to turn around now. The clock is trying to go back, but we know the conditions that were in that day, and we know what it took for African Americans in particular to survive. And you can imagine Jim Crow being in full effect and all of the social political events of that hour that they had to experience. That really drove my father, my grandfather, really took a job to get out of the field, took a job on the railroad, and left them in Hope County, North Carolina. I don't want to tell too much of the book, but left my grandmother and my father and siblings in North Carolina and came up to Virginia. And he had to work enough to get them. He came to try to get things together so he could bring them up out of that particular situation. And of course, being that they went through that, my father will confess that he experienced a lot of gaps in his formal or primary education.
Right.
Missed grades because at that particular time when he was a young boy, they used all the hands in the field. So if it was school time, then he couldn't go to school. He had to go to the field.
He had to go to the field.
And so he has some of those kinds of experiences under his belt. And but in spite of that, sometimes even today, it's amazing, you know, because of those gaps in primary, you hear it come out of when he speaks. Sometimes you might hear the broken English here and there, you know. But it's amazing how God would give them revelation and give them the tools to progress in spite of what they may not have had in their formal education. And today he is probably one of the most educated men you'll find around. He's not only a husband and a father and a pastor, he's also a businessman. He served on the board of advisors for what was formerly the Bank of the Commonwealth for several years. Here is now called Southern Bank. And he's no longer doing that, but we own a cemetery because God led him and given him great wisdom in business. We own Carver Memorial Cemetery, which is in Suffolk, Virginia. And that was really a pink elephant. The cemetery had gone bad. Several people in Suffolk tried to purchase that cemetery. Some contractors tried to purchase the cemetery and take the vacant land and use it to build on. They were unsuccessful. The city didn't want it. People didn't want it. Nobody would get the land. And so it became a pink elephant. It was actually an eyesore in the community, and they didn't know what they were going to do. And my father looked at it. It came up on auction. He said, you know, I believe I'm going to go out here and just see, you know. And he went out. We ended up making the purchase. He had a business partner. They made the purchase. They've turned the place around. It's probably one of the most beautiful memorial parks that you'll ever find. Have put a mausoleum out on the ground. Yeah. It's just been overhauled. Okay. It's beautiful, and the people of that community, they come out each Memorial Day. We have a service there, and the people are so grateful and thankful for what he's done to make that a place of remembrance and a beautiful place where they can come and remember their loved ones. And so God has just blessed them. And so that's a business. It blesses the community, but it also blesses him. It is a business, and it blesses the people. And then he's a pastor. There's so many facets to my father's life. He's just a remarkable man that God has blessed in a time like this. And even though he's gone, like I said, he's in his 80s, he's going to be 82, but it looked like the best is still yet to come for him and for what God is doing in his life.
That's right. And you just never know what God has in store for you, what the ultimate plan is going to be. That, but when you when you operate just in that knowing and in that understanding and just let God speak to you the way that he does, you can see the resistance for everyone else, but your father was supposed to tend to that land, that he was supposed to give it its reverence and give it its purpose. And that is so awesome. And like you said, I know the people of the community also appreciate that their loved one's final resting place is a place that is beautiful and is a place that can be that is respectful in presentation and everything. That is so wonderful. Now I see a note here that says that come September of this year, that Bishop will be celebrating 50 years of pastoring at the New Community Temple Church of God in Portsmouth. Do I have the correct notation there? Is it 50 years?
It is. This is this 50th year of pastoring at New Community Temple, Church of God in Christ. New Community actually serves as our jurisdictional headquarters. He is the prelate of the first jurisdiction of Virginia, Church of God in Christ. And our jurisdiction has around 51, 52 churches in it that are spread throughout the state of Virginia from the Hampton Roads area. I heard you say you like the Hampton Roads area.
I am originally from Virginia, though I live in Long Beach, California now. My husband is from Los Angeles, so of course I live in California, but I am from Virginia. You know, I have a little twang in my voice still, no matter what. So okay. You know, I was born and raised in the Hampton Newport News side, but you know, we have just as many loved ones, you know, that's in Portsmouth, Chesapeake. So of course I have a love for anyone Virginia, definitely.
Well, let me tell you, I'm from Virginia. I'm born and raised right here, and I can tell by the way you speak, you know the area, you know the geographical area layout. And you're definitely from here, but you're in one of my favorite places. If I didn't live here, I guess I would live there. So.
That's right. I hear you. California is such a beautiful place, and it is so diverse. It really and truly is. And I tell people, I think it's a very easy transition for people from Virginia to go to California. Virginia is so diverse. If you want the beach, if you want the mountains, if you want inclusion or seclusion, you can get it the same way that you can in California. Mm-hmm.
You're right. The only thing that you don't have to get out there is the humidity. And that's what I like.
Yes, that is so true. I do not miss that part.
This is the 50th year. This is the year of Jubilee, according to the Bible. 49 years, and then the 50th year will be the year of Jubilee. And so in September of this year, a few months from now, we're going to be celebrating that, along with the fact that he has been reelected to the general board for a second term. And we're having, in celebration and honor of that, we're having a weekend entitled TGT 250, the inaugural Jubilee celebration. And in fact, there's going to be a special event tied to the book that's happening during that celebration as well. And so it's going to be just a phenomenal weekend. It's September the 24th, Sunday the 24th, which will be held at New Community Temple, a special worship celebration. And then on the 25th, we're going to have a banquet gala, special banquet gala at the Peter G. Decker Half Moon and Celebration Center in Norfolk, Virginia. And so that's going to be a tremendous time, tremendous weekend of celebration that we're going to give God praise for his years of service to the Church of God in Christ, as well as to our local ministry, New Community Temple.
Yes. Well, Pastor Thomas, thank you so much for coming and spending time with us. Please do our love. Tell him thank you so much. We totally and completely understand the demands of his position. Thank you for wanting to be on the show. And we still appreciate, even though he wasn't able to speak with me, thank you so much for spending the time with me nonetheless. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for this time, and we appreciate all that you're doing to help us to push this book. I just like to say, as you close, that the book is really going to be a blessing to the ordinary person, those that may feel that they're going through, may feel like they don't have all that they need. It's a testament to the fact that wherever you are, God can bless you if you would just seek him. The whole fine line of the book is to honor God first. And yes, every situation that Bishop has encountered in his life, and that I've seen him, I've actually seen God work divinely. I've seen God perform miracles through his faith and through my faith in reaching out to God. So this book just kind of chronicles that in his life and how God has taken him from one level to another. It never came all at one time, but gradually God has brought him to this place where his light shines bright. And so we're thankful for you and thankful for your radio station and allowing us this opportunity to just express what God has done and give him the glory in the process.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And listeners, thank you as well for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. And as always, may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. May you receive his grace and mercy as you go about your day. Until next time, everyone, be blessed in the Lord. Bye-bye.